Well, guys, a big week of travel for a number of us. Ed, you, and myself, we were on the road. You by plane and me by car.
Yeah, who would have thought? So, yeah, we did some traveling, and one of the things we experienced was we used Uber for the first time.
How was it?
It was good. I mean, from the Las Vegas airport, they got us to the hotel, and we had the ability to select XL for an extra large vehicle. And we got a, you know.
Because there were how many? You like six in the
there
party?
There were six of us. Mm-hmm. And all of my wife's family, the Lankins, are all of them are over 6 foot.
Oh.
So, you know, Mark is 6'5", and Anita's 6 foot. My wife's 6 foot. Janet's 6'3", you know. So, yeah, there's quite a lot, you know.
Tell me about Uber, just first of all. How do you use Uber? I've never used it.
Well, we download the application. You authenticate. So use the app. It's, you know, of course, you can use it on Android or iPhone. You download the app. Put in your information. You don't have to immediately enter your credit card information, which is nice, so that you can look through the interface and see if it's something you can even, so you can experiment with it without even trying to use it. But the first time you want to reserve a vehicle, of course, you do have to put your credit card information in there. And so we were able to navigate and find out, is this something we really want to do? For $23, we were able to travel from LA to our hotel, or not from the airport to our hotel.
Wow.
The shuttle was $25 a person.
Ouch.
You know, $50 for round trip. So we were able to each pay $5 for the six of us to take a XL large vehicle from Uber, and that worked out great. On the way back, though, one of the drivers cheated a little bit and they had a journey.
A much smaller
vehicle. And this shouldn't even qualify as an XL vehicle.
Yeah.
We did fit. All of us had to carry, had no room for luggage. Luckily, we were flying Spirit and we had just the carry-on.
Oh, okay.
Personal item. And so all of us had to have that in the lap. So that guy was a jerk. Not a jerk. A jerk that he specified he had an XL vehicle in Uber.
Yeah, yeah. But you also said that, was it one of the people who had the application on their phone discovered, this is interesting, Kel, you could actually find out that information about what the vehicle was.
Correct. Yeah, so we were able to, you could see that there were four or five Uber vehicles within 1 or 2 minutes, and some of them just hovering by the airport or by casinos. And then later on, though, we discovered that they were able to then, once you selected a person, you could find out what type of vehicle they have. And we didn't realize that until after we selected the XL user. So it's a learning curve.
Yeah, and matter of fact, I think when you said Anita discovered that was a journey, she could have known that ahead of time.
She could have found that ahead of time if we'd known the application a little better.
That's very interesting because I also downloaded an app to my phone in order to be able to use Airbnb.
Yes.
Which is a great way to travel. It allowed us to save an incredible amount of money as well. I had been planning this trip with my wife to see her brother for his 70th birthday in St. Louis. And we knew we were going to be driving down there. And so I had gone ahead and had gotten the cheapest hotel room I could, as close as I could to him.
Right.
And it was going to cost us close to $300.
So $100
for two nights.
A night. Oh, really? $150?
$150 a night for pretty sparse accommodations. In any case, my wife was talking about this with her hairdresser, who is 30-something.
Everything. Yes.
They do. They know everything. And
it's like a barber for men. You know, they know everything.
She, God bless her, Kate, told her, she said, well, have you ever thought of using Airbnb? Now, I said, what's that?
Now, Airbnb.net or com?
.com.
Okay, just want to make sure.
So we went ahead. I then started investigating as well, like you did with Uber.
It's a way of reserving, like Uber. So it's people rent their houses. Or a portion of their house.
A portion of their house. A bedroom, for instance. Yeah. Or the whole house.
Or the whole house.
It could be the whole house as well, Cal. But in this case, it was a room on the house.
It's real important that you give them the correct syntax for that. How is that Airbnb?
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Airbnb. So it's a B. N, the letter N, and B,
.com. So they'll give you a bed, but not necessarily a breakfast, as Cal discovered, because he's like, did you get breakfast in with that? No.
Hey, man, I'm in St. Louis, man. I want red-eye gravy and, you know, a little bit of, you know,
well,
St.
here's
Louis
the deal. You
breakfast.
Can hunt around.
Yeah.
Like, we had our choice when we, what you do is you give them, for instance, in St. Louis, I said we want someplace near Central West End. That's a neighborhood where my brother-in-law lives, in an apartment building. And so they gave us a number of places that were generally in the area. They could have been like within a radius of a couple of miles or so. Any case, and then you look at the different places and see what they have to offer.
Right.
This one had one bedroom. It gives you images, it gives you good pictures of the place. And then it gives you the rate and it tells you what you can get for that.
So how much did you end up spending for your...
Two nights?
Yes.
$94.
That's incredible savings.
$94.
So how were the people that were they approachable? Of course they'd have to be.
This young lady was just, her name was Emily. She was a nurse practitioner at a local hospital for, a pediatric hospital for kids who were in really rough shape. And she was a gem. Country girl from out in Illinois who had come into the big city and was applying her skills in there. Just a wonderful, wonderful person. I have a feeling that generally speaking, these people have to be kind of gregarious to be able to open their homes like this to complete strangers. And she was, and just a wonderful person. I had hoped to have her on the show today, but we couldn't make the connections quite today. Maybe we'll do it sometime in the future. I'll get her on just to say, you know, how she got involved in Airbnb. It's something that started in 2008 with a guy who his landlord had just raised his rent 25% in 1 month in San Francisco. And he said, I got to find a way of getting around this.
Now, when I tried using Airbnb, I'll have to tell you, my experience wasn't as good. When I tried to do the spring training for the Tigers in Lakeland, I couldn't find anything under $150 a night.
Oh, anything. Wow. Well, that may be a different case in different places.
So shop around.
Shop